Thank you for calling customer service. This is Nikki. How may I assist you?
Who do you guys represent? I've got a charge on my card for this, and I'm not sure what this is about.
We are a third-party call center. They're very different products.
Okay, so how do I go about finding out what I may have paid for? Because I'm
yes,
not
sir.
Recognizing the charge on my phone.
Okay, you was calling about the charges.
Account.
Yes, sir. You was calling about the charges on your account. Is that correct, sir?
Yes.
Okay, now I can be able to assist you with that. But first, can I please have your zip code so I can be able to look at your account for you?
83646.
Okay, that's going to be 83646. Is that correct, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Can I please have your first and last name?
Scott Logan.
Okay, thank you. And can you verify your address for me?
4970 West Los Flores Street, Meridian, Idaho.
Okay. Did you enter the contest entry for the Bites Hub?
For the what?
You entered the contest entry for the Bites Hub.
I don't think so.
Okay, now the Bites Hub is something like a meal plan app.
It's through a fitness company.
Okay, I'm not for sure about that, but what I can do for you, go ahead.
My charge is showing it's a fitness company, and I haven't bought anything through any other fitness company other than the gym that I work at, or the gym that I work out at. But yeah, they don't sell products anyways at that gym, so.
Yes, sir. Now, what I can do for you, I can offer you a 25% discount on all future charges.
Well, but if there's something paid for out of my account that I didn't authorize, then that's my problem.
Yes,
that's
sir.
What I'm trying to figure out. If somebody is hacked in my account and using my account,
yes, sir.
I don't recognize what it is you're saying that I bought.
Yes, sir. Now, I do apologize about this experience, but what I can do for you, I can go ahead and cancel your account for you. Would that be okay?
Yeah, well, I don't even know how I got an account in there.
Yes,
I mean,
sir.
I'm not recognizing any of this.
Yes, sir. Did anybody use your credit card information for anything or?
No.
Okay. So I'm most definitely going to go ahead and cancel your account for you, okay? Just give me one moment.
It's for some food something. Food. Sign up for a food thing for where you get food and meals and stuff.
We can do that.
No, I know. So. Obviously somebody signed up using my name and my information because they have my card and stuff on file. So. I'm having her cancel it, and then I'm going to have to call the bank and tell them, hey, this is a fraudulent charge. Which means I'll have to go in and get a new card. Because I'll turn my card off. I know.
Okay, sir. You there?
Yeah. Yes.
I do apologize about the wait. Do you have a pen and paper so you could be able to write down your cancellation and confirmation number?
Is this something that's going to come out every month?
Okay. Yes, sir. But I went on and canceled your account for you, okay? So you won't be able to be charged in the near future.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes, sir. It says in Charlie 176.
Mm-hmm.
1-8-7-1.
All right.
Did you want to repeat that back to me?
Charlie 176-1871.
Yes, sir. That's correct. That's going to be your cancellation and confirmation number, and you will receive your refund back to your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. I appreciate that.
Yes, sir. No problem. That's what I'm here for. And thank you so much for calling customer service. You have a wonderful day, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for calling. Bye.
Yeah, bye. Bye.